Hello, homies, and welcome to day 6 of Homeopathy Awareness Week, where we celebrate the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, who was born on 10 April 1755. Over the past couple of months, we have asked our listeners to record their testimonials of how homeopathy has impacted their lives, and we are delighted to be sharing those testimonials with you during Homeopathy Awareness Week from 10 to 16 April. If you haven't already, do listen back on our Homeopathy Awareness Week episodes during 2022 and 2023 for more amazing testimonials. And I also encourage you to share your love for homeopathy on your social media pages or in your newsletters to make others aware of this wonderful, safe, natural medicine so we can all celebrate Homeopathy Awareness Week together. I also wanted to let you know about the brand new documentary called Introducing Homeopathy, which is available only as a private viewing from 19 to 22 April online. We really need everyone in the homeopathic community to purchase a ticket to watch this documentary online so we can support the amazing work Kim Elia and his team are doing to bring homeopathy to the masses. To find out more about this, listen to episode 266 and go to www.introducinghomeopathy.com to purchase your ticket. Also, if you haven't already, please come join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/hellohomies. That is the Homeopathy Hangout podcast Facebook group where we have past and future guests and some of our listeners like to hang out and we have some interesting discussions. And finally, thank you so much to each and every listener who was brave enough to share your homeopathy testimonial. I know for many of you, it was quite scary to record yourself, and we've even had some brave kiddies who have shared their stories. Please know that I appreciate your bravery, and thank you for helping us bring homeopathy to the world. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, my name is Inger Orr, and I'm from California. And I was introduced to homeopathy back in 1991 when I was having major panic attacks and I thought I was having a heart attack. And I had gone to regular doctors and they experimented with me with medications and nobody found a problem. Nobody figured out that it was anxiety. And a friend of mine who was a nurse in an office of an osteopath who was also a homeopath talked to me and said, you need to come and see Judy. So I went the very next day and she spent at least an hour and a half, 2 hours with me and just interviewing me. And she arrived at a remedy for me and I took the remedy and it helped. I thought it's psychological, so it's a placebo effect. But then my two-year-old got an ear infection and I had really enjoyed Judy as a doctor. So I took her in to see her and she was prescribed some Pulsatilla for her ear infection and it cleared it up perfectly. And I thought, okay, that's a little different than just the psychological thing of anxiety. So I started learning more about it and got myself a little home kit. And when my five-year-old had been hit in the eye with a softball, I gave him some Arnica and I could not believe how fast his eye healed. He never had the full black eye that I expected him to have. And the very next morning, he just had a little line of purple along his eyelash line and that was it. And it was rather remarkable. So that kind of sold me. And I've been doing it at home ever since. It's been amazing to have to work with my kids whenever they were sick or injured. We would turn to homeopathy. They've had almost no antibiotics since homeopathy came into my life. And that's a huge blessing. So it has been an amazing gift. My favorite remedies, I guess Arnica has to be one of the top ones because it is kind of just the miraculous one and so easily prescribed for trauma. And I've just seen, like, my kids have given their kids Belladonna when their little ones were running a fever and hallucinating, and within a short period of time they were completely well and running across the top of the furniture. And so that's a great one. They're all so good. I don't know how to even begin to say which ones are my favorites. So, yeah, I wouldn't trade homeopathy for anything. It's been amazing.
Hi, my name is Krista, and I'm from Australia. We love using homeopathy in our house, and we use it for everything that we can think of. The main thing that we love it for is for our little baby when he's teething, and we mainly use chamomile for that. But yeah, we love it.
Hi, my name is Michaela, and I took Arnica once when I had a big bruise on my head because I bumped it on the table, and then it was an egg, and then I took some Arnica and it went away straight away. And another time I had a splinter on my finger on the left and the right of my finger on the same time, and I took some silicon. After a while, it came out.
Hi, my name's Sophie. I'm so grateful to have homeopathy in my life. Now that we know a different way, we use homeopathy before anything else. One of the things that I really have been grateful for is a sole. I use that for my six-year-old and always have when she's in the sun so that she doesn't get burnt. So I don't like to put suntan lotion on her. And so as long as you remember to give it regularly, it works fantastic. Another thing that we use regularly in the family is the allergy mix, because there's a lot of dust and grasses around here and a lot of native trees and bushes. So that helps all of us when flowering starts and the pollens get a little bit too much for us. I have the emergency kit on me always and often give out Arnica to other people if they need it. And silica, which my daughter loves those too. She's extremely fond of using those. And yeah, just there's so many. And as long as you see a homeopath and learn a little bit about it, and Eugenie has so many amazing podcast to learn from, and just give it a go if you haven't tried it. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
My name is Paola Brown, and I'm from Houston, Texas. I found homeopathy when researching online one day, and I'll never look back. Homeopathy has cured multiple autoimmune issues for me, including interstitial cystitis, dermographia, severe food intolerances, and more. Ever since bringing homeopathy into my home, my family has never seen another antibiotic or conventional drug. Why? Because homeopathy works. We love homeopathy and are so thankful for the blessing it's been in our lives. Thank God for homeopathy and our freedom to choose it. This is Paola Brown, President of Americans for Homeopathy Choice, signing off.
Hi, my name is Kate Birch, and I've been a homeopath for almost 30 years. You know, there was a French president who in the 1800s was asked to outlaw homeopathy. And he was a very wise president. He said to those who that were requesting such a thing that if homeopathy is a real system of medicine, it doesn't matter what we do with law, it will live on. But if it's a false system of medicine, it will go away of its own accord. And what we know now with the multi-million dollar, billion dollar worldwide global industry of homeopathy, and the fact that you could make a healing agent from every substance on the planet, and that so many people are tired of the sick care and they want to live in health care, homeopathy is here for us, and I'm so grateful to be a practitioner.
Hi there, my name is Emma. I'm from Perth, WA. We have been using homeopathy as a family for around 5 years, starting when my oldest son had some bowel issues at the age of 2. Since then, we use homeopathy for absolutely everything in our family, anything from an acute illness through to anything ongoing with my kids or myself or my husband. We are all on board. The kids absolutely love taking the remedies, and we love giving them as a family. So they're really easy to use. Of course, you know, having 2 boys, our probably favourite would be Arnica, as there's always some kind of, you know, accident happening in our house. But just even preparing for winter coming up, we'll start taking our remedies for winter. But literally, as I said, everything and anything we use homeopathy for, and absolutely love it. So thank you.
Hi everyone, my name's Belle. I'm from Perth, Western Australia. I am a wife and a mama to a 3.5-year-old little boy. I actually first met Eugenie through an online consult when my little boy was only 10 days old. And yeah, we'd had quite a journey. I had planned a home water birth, and then it actually ended up being at just over 42 weeks and unplanned C-section in our local hospital. So yeah, I wasn't really feeling the greatest. And thanks to Eugenie, she sent me out some really powerful remedies, and she just imparted her own mama wisdom on me, and I just felt so much better. And I think if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I am today. It's that profound. We love homeopathy in our family. Initially my husband was like, what is this? And now he's totally on board. He comes to me and asks for the headache remedy instead of reaching for Panadol. For us, the top three remedies that we go through would be aconite. We use that at the first sign of illness. We love that one. For myself, sepia, I find it's really, really good. I feel like all mums should have it in their toolbox. And then I think all families are really different when it comes to homeopathy, right? Like, what are our go-tos? I think the other one that, yeah, we really love is just Califox Fos 6 X in our water bottles when we're just feeling a bit, you know, like our nervous systems are a bit frazzled. So, yeah, they're our top three, and that's a little bit of our journey. I'm so excited to see where homeopathy goes, and I really want to thank Eugenie and her team.
I discovered homeopathics about 4 or 5 years ago when my boys were young. Living in a remote location now, homeopathics help us so much. It's really hard to get into GPs here, and if there's anything wrong with your family and you want to be seen immediately, you have to go sit in emergency. So I feel so comfortable now being able to treat my family with homeopathics before anything else, knowing that their body will heal themselves, and I have so many remedies on hand to help them when I need. I run a parent and baby group in town, so every time I hear mums talk about teething babies and issues, and their first line of defence is always Panadol, and they don't know that there is more out there that can help them, that has a less effect on the body and the immune and the gut health. So I'm always advocating and trying to spread the word about homeopathics. It's starting to get around town, and I constantly have friends messaging me and ask me questions about how I treat my boys and what it can do. So I have used homeopathics to treat a lot of staph infections. That seems to be a big one up here. We use it every month for worming the family. That's a constant. Just general coughs and colds, I'm able to avoid using pharmaceuticals and use homeopathics for that. I've had friends with blocked tear ducts that have been able to be cleared. They were getting flown out of town to go have surgery an hour away, and they were able to fix it using silica. There's just so many things that I've been able to treat firsthand with homeopathics before I have to try anything else, and usually homeopathics first, so I don't need to use anything else. Overall, I just feel like my family is better off, and in the long term, health wise, that homeopathics just aligns with us and has helped us with so many issues. Even because we live quite remote, when we go out fishing and camping, we're out of signal. I always take a little kit with me, so that way I'm covered for snake bites and spiders. Arnica is a big one too. Rehydration mix and sun exposure, all of that is covered. And I've got like a kit for my house and a kit that I take in my hiking bag. And I just feel confident knowing I've got that in my back pocket to use whenever I need.
Hi, my name is Twit. I'm from Perth, WA, Australia. My very first experience with homeopath was a lady that was introduced to me because I was quite open to alternative medicine, and I wanted to do the childhood vaccines detox for my daughter because she kept getting sick and she was breaking out in eczema. So I was looking at other way instead of going to a normal GPs to have these things sorted. But after consulting with this particular homeopath, I was given a price of over $1,000 to do the treatments, but also she couldn't guarantee or she couldn't say whether it was going to help my daughter with her eczema, because because of the price, and I wasn't sure whether that was going to work, so therefore I never went through with it, so I just left it as it is. But then in our Conscious Mother group, there was a lot of questions asking for homeopath remedies, so I was really looking into it, and Eugenie's name kept popping up everywhere as well, and there was a lot of positive feedback. So I actually got a consult with Eugenie's for my son, who at the time had other issues. So after that consult, I felt very positive. I felt sort of relieved, and that there was a hope that I could sort my son out with his issues, which he did. And Eugene was so good. She was quite passionate as well, and the effort she put into her podcast, they're all amazing. They definitely really is amazing. So from then on, I've got a lot of remedies, and I threw out a lot of the other conservative medicines that I used to stock up at home. So that's all out the bin, and I've got a full drawer of just homeopath remedies. Now, one of my favorite remedies that I tends to use is the picker. Now, my daughters tend to get this chesty cough at night times, so she just kept coughing and dry reaching, you know, and even vomit some thick sputums. So just by giving her Ipeka, maybe after 2 or 3 dosage, she just settles and go back to sleep. And I thought that was amazing. So every time that symptom comes up, that is all I give. And then she just goes back to sleep. So definitely a win for me. And that is my experience with homeopath. Thank you for listening.